I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. U.S. Senator David Perdue says our country needs to place a cap on immigration. He spoke on the Senate floor Thursday.
So of course, we want to continue to be the open arm of the world today in terms of welcoming people to our shores. Just look at what's written on the Statue of Liberty. Who can argue with that? But at the same time, Mr. President, we have to have a balance.
Perdue and other Republicans want to end a program that allows immigrants to sponsor family members coming to the U.S. They also want to cut the number of green cards issued each year and end a visa lottery program. Atlanta airport officials are looking to boost its backup power after an outage crippled the airport in December. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport General Manager Roosevelt Council told the Atlanta City Council Transportation Committee that he wants to meet with Georgia Power to see if it's possible to physically separate the main and backup power systems. Council also wants to set up a system of emergency generators powerful enough to keep concourses operating. An underground fire knocked out electricity in December for around 11 hours. The South Carolina Ports Authority wants $5 million for a long-planned new terminal along the Savannah River. The Charleston Post and Courier reports the funding request for the fiscal year starting in July would help pay for the ongoing permitting and design work. Georgia is expected to contribute a matching $5 million. The Jasper Ocean Terminal, planned for the South Carolina side near the mouth of the river, is a joint venture with the Georgia Ports Authority. Ports officials say the new terminal will be needed as the existing ports of Savannah and Charleston reach their capacities. It's expected to ultimately cost $5 billion. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms introduced her transition team at a press conference yesterday. The 38-member group includes business leaders, ministers, educators, legal experts, and professional rappers Killer Mike and T.I. Larry Gellerstedt and Vicki Palmer are co-chairs of the transition committee. Gellerstedt is the CEO of Cousins Properties, and Palmer is a former executive vice president at Coca-Cola. The Gwinnett County Commissioner, who called Representative John Lewis a racist pig on Facebook, is suing the Gwinnett County Commission for $5 million after he was publicly reprimanded. According to 11 Alive, Tommy Hunter is claiming that last year's reprimand violated his First Amendment rights. Despite Hunter's apology for the Facebook posts, several groups called for his resignation. And the second round of the NFL playoffs begins tomorrow. The Atlanta Falcons are traveling to Philadelphia to face the top-seeded Eagles. It'll be a homecoming of sorts for quarterback Matt Ryan, who grew up in Exton, Pennsylvania. He says the return home won't be a distraction.
I'm used to it now. You know, I haven't played as long as I have. I understand that regardless of where we go, where we play, you have to be at your very best every week. The one nice part is you see a lot of, you know, familiar faces, friendly faces after the game.
The Eagles will be without their star quarterback Carson Wentz, who suffered an ACL injury last month. Kickoff is tomorrow at 4:30 on NBC. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.